Well, over the past decade, thousands of American children have lost a parent in combat in Iraq or Afghanistan. Others have lost a loved one to suicide. Since the start of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, about 3,000 service members have taken their own lives. That doesn't include veterans or National Guard and Reserve troops not on active duty. We've done several stories on the children of returning troops. Here's another, and a word of caution, some parts of it may be disturbing for some listeners. As part of a year-long reporting project on military children, Kavitha Cardoza of Here and Now contributor WAMU brings us the story of a Maryland child whose family has been forever changed by suicide.
7-year-old Connor Deal is sitting in his basement in Joppa, Maryland. He's balancing a large photo album on his lap.
This is a picture of me. We have a wagon, and my dad used to pull me around in it. This is a uniform that Daddy used to wear.
Where's that?
Afghanistan. Oops, we skipped a page.
Daddy is Michael Deal, who served in a special tactics unit for the Air Force. Connor's mother, Susan, says she and Michael were both 23 when they met.
He would say, just tell people we met at a bar. But I say we met at a Christmas party because it was at a Christmas party at a bar. But we met that night and the rest was history.
He was a dashing and happy airman who jumped out of planes. She was a gorgeous and kind therapist in private practice. They fell in love instantly. During their 9 years as a couple, they were apart a lot because of Michael's job. Deployments to Iraq, Afghanistan, Kosovo, Kuwait, and constant trainings. In 2007, Michael got out of the military and transitioned into civilian life. But it didn't go the way he hoped.
He was only offered lower-paying positions, and he had all this special tactics training, but he didn't have a college degree. He thought his skills would be valued more than reality.
At around the same time, he was diagnosed with ADHD and depression. His doctor prescribed a variety of medications, including one he should not have been taking because of his family history of bipolar disorder.
He started changing then.
What do you mean, changing?
He was very suspicious about everything, made accusations of me that weren't true.
Like you were having affairs.
Yeah, okay. All that stuff. Mm-hmm. And how do you tell somebody who's paranoid that they're paranoid?
One weekend, Susan and their children went to the beach. Michael stayed behind because of work and insisted he was fine. Go and have fun.
And I got a call at 4:20 in the morning saying that he was dead.
Michael Deal was 33 years old. 7-year-old Connor says it's hard sometimes keeping the cause of his dad's death a secret.
Does your little brother ask you about him?
Yes. He asks how he died, but my mom doesn't want me to tell him. And I say, well, Mommy doesn't want me to tell you.
Did your friends ask you in school what happened?
I told my friends that he died, but I didn't tell him how he died because it was too violent. Do I tell you, like, how he died?
You can if you want.
He died because, like, his brain got messed up and he got mad a lot and he accidentally shot himself.
I see Susan shaking her head, but Connor continues talking. He says when he thinks about his dad, sometimes he's happy, sometimes he's sad, and sometimes he's angry.
What do you feel angry about?
Like that he's not here, and I'm angry because that I can't play with him.
Susan says dealing with questions from Connor was the most difficult, and there were many questions.
But how did he die? And I gritted my teeth, you know, and basically said he took his own life. But how? And I said, with a gun. And he looked at me and he goes, he shot himself? Why? And I said, I don't know.
Susan has spoken to her son several times and says Connor knows his dad's death wasn't accidental.
Michael was excellent marksman, so he knew how to handle a weapon. There was nothing accidental about it.
That's just his way of
coping, I think, yeah.
Since Michael died, Connor has begun sucking his thumb again and is more anxious.
Because we went to the beach. In their little minds, everything was fine, and we come home and Daddy's gone. That doesn't make any sense to anybody.
The Department of Defense now considers suicide among the most important issues facing the military. Connor is taking me through a closet door that opens into a smaller door, and you crawl through it into a tiny little room his father built for him.
Well, this is my fort that he made. It's very small.
I don't know whether I can fit in here. Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
You flip a switch and little stars come on. There are maps from Afghanistan pinned on the walls and a pint-sized cabinet where Connor keeps his prized possessions.
My dad, he gave me some of his stuff that he used to use for work.
What's
this
that?
Is the little pouch. He wrote Deal on it.
Cool. I love how he had written his last name on the pouch, and that's your last name too.
Yeah.
Connor's eyes sparkle with pride as he points out his father's helmet and books and citations.
I've never met your dad, right? And people are going to listen to this and they've never met your dad. So if you had to explain who your dad was, how would you do that?
He's very nice. And no matter what, he has time to play with me. He would tell jokes and he would sometimes make funny faces.
He had a whole, I would say, 32 and a half really good years. And I don't want him to be remembered for the last moment in his life. I said Daddy would be very proud of you,
yeah,
right?
He's an angel.
He is an angel, right.
Our nation's 2 million military children are bearing a big burden. They've seen their parents head overseas and sometimes get hurt or killed. They've worried in silence and sometimes have grieved alone. All of that takes a toll. I started thinking of their sacrifices, and I realized that even though they didn't sign up, these children have served too. For Here and Now, I'm Kavitha Cardoza.